joining us right now with the broadcast booth to talk about tonight's game. We have head coach Jeff Sinceridis. And, Coach, I appreciate you stopping by. Thank you.
Oh, I appreciate you getting me on, Jordan.
Absolutely. Coach, it was kind of a tale of, I guess, the middle quarters and the end quarters. I mean, the team played really solid second and third. If you go back to the first and fourth, sloppy offensively, and ultimately that was the difference of the game.
Yeah, we've definitely got to start starting games better and finishing games better. And, again, I'll take that on my shoulders of getting us prepared in those situations. But you just can't play two quarters or three quarters of a basketball game, and we've done that in the majority of our games. And especially first and fourth quarter, to me, are the two most important. They're all important, but you can't put yourself in a hole and then, you know, just put yourself back in a hole in the fourth quarter and expect to dig yourself out. So I thought we were tired at the end of the game, and I probably should have rotated more guys in the middle part of the game. But, you know, they're playing well, like you said, in that second and third quarter. So you kind of ride them when they're playing well. But I got to do a better job of getting some more guys time, because we were definitely tired in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, as far as the fourth quarter struggles offensively, Coach, was there anything that you noticed that Manti did differently defensively, or was it pretty much just not executing?
It just wasn't executing. They didn't do anything different than they were doing, you know, the first part of the basketball game. You know, they were being aggressive. We just weren't making cuts. We were flat-footed. We had one guy taking the ball to the basket, and everybody standing around, and nobody cutting to the basket. And we're not going to be successful doing that. In the second, third quarters, when a guy took the ball to the basket, we had cutters going to the lane. We found them with our head up. In the fourth quarter and the first quarter to start the game, we had guys taking the ball to the hole, and we're standing out on the three-point line doing nothing. So it's just about us executing. You know, I'm super proud of our effort. Don't get me wrong. You play the returning state champs on their floor. You know, the final score, again, it's a lot like the Juan Diego game. We just talked about that. It wasn't that. It was a lot closer ball game. You know, we had an opportunity to get a road win tonight, but I also think we proved if we'll do the things that I've been pressing on them in practice, playing as a group and attacking the basket with everybody, then we're going to be pretty successful. But when we go back to standing and watching one guy do something, we're not a very good basketball team.
Yeah, it almost seemed like the full court press that Manti went to in the first quarter, they're back in that half court set, takes about 2 minutes to finally get a shot to fall. And the Manti, I don't know if Coach Shakespeare smelled blood in the water or what, he goes to the full court press, and that seemed to wake the kids up, Coach. They played really well once Manti instituted the full court press.
Yeah, I thought we handled their press well in that first quarter. I'll be honest, I woke them up in a timeout, because the effort I was getting out of them was never going to cut it. And if I got to go get some more freshmen to dress and put them on the floor, I will, if we're not going to give that effort to start a basketball game. But, you know, again, I'm proud of our effort. I know it comes on the losing end, but I think we're teaching ourselves, you know, that we can be very successful if we'll play as a group and play hard. You know, I think we controlled the boards all game long. In the fourth quarter there, they got two or three offensive rebounds and kickouts for threes that they drilled, and those are backbreakers. And that's really what pushed the lead and pushed them ahead, was those offensive rebounds and kickout for threes. And we had done such a great job, and that's where I think we were tired, because we didn't get those rebounds and we didn't get out and close out on a shooter, and they drilled every one of them. And you just can't do that. And, you know, I talk to them. I tell them if they're tired, I need them to get themselves a breather. And then put themselves back in. I know that's hard as a high school kid. You want to stay on the floor, and yeah, you feel like your effort's still better out there than sitting on the bench. And I get that, and that's where my job comes in, to see the effort's not there and get some guys on the floor. Because I have plenty of guys sitting on the bench who I trust and need to help us out in those situations. And they will. They will, and I'll learn from that, and our team will learn from that. And so we'll take what we learned here tonight, and we'll get ready to start our region play.
Yeah, you and I talked about Manti and what they're capable of doing on the offensive end of the floor. They had a game where they hit 16 three-point shots. If I'm not mistaken, Coach, they were something of 2 of 8, 2 of 9 going into the break. It was somewhere around that mark. I mean, defensively, you guys did exactly what you needed to do in the first half, limiting their production from beyond the arc.
Yeah, we emphasized that of staying out and not collapsing in the paint. Again, we go to the fourth quarter, and we had guys collapsing in the paint, not getting out on shooters. And we just went away from what we had been working on and being successful. And I really think that is just tired. I mean, mentally, your brain's not focused like it should be. Physically, you're not getting to those spots. But, you know, it's a positive, even though it's a loss. And anyone knows me, I hate losing. I know our guys hate losing. You know, there's not a lot of moral victories, but there are some victories of us learning what is positive that we can work on. And when we do those things, we're pretty successful.
Let's end with a couple of positives, Coach. Bo Cook played a tremendous game, I thought, tonight. And then you go to the bench, and, I mean, you got some solid production off the pine from a couple of bigs as well. Kyson Curtis was good. Brett Rasmussen really was a game changer in that first half.
Yeah, he went to the boards hard for us. And, you know, we got him some time in a sophomore game today, and maybe that's what he needs. Maybe he needs that confidence of playing, you know, at his own level and take that to the JV and the varsity. I'm going to tell you right now, I thought Jackson stepped up and played big for us. He took the ball to the hole. I don't know what he ended up point-wise, but, you know, I talked to him in the past week and said, I need you taking the ball to the basket like you were doing in the summer, and he went and he finished. And for a guy his size to go down there and finish like he does, he's a tough kid, and I appreciate him taking what I asked him to do and putting it into a game situation because it makes us better. And, you know, all the way around, like I said, we had good production off the bench. Bo was playing with an injured foot. I don't know what he did in the first half, but I know it was hurting him the whole game. And, you know, he's another kid. He's never gonna tell you that he's hurting, but I could tell he wasn't 100%. But his effort is unbeatable. So I'm proud of our group. I'm disappointed. I know they're going to be disappointed when I get in the locker room. And it's just something that we got to build on. And we got to take this, you know, tough loss in a tough place to play against a very good basketball team and take that into region play.
Well, Coach, I definitely appreciate you stopping by the booth. I'll let you get into to the boys in the locker room. I know we'll catch up again with you next week. Region play on Friday against Richfield. Have a happy new year, and again, I appreciate the time.
Yeah, I appreciate all our fans that traveled. I hope they have a safe trip back, and everybody back at home have a very, you know, safe and happy new year as well. And let's look forward to better things next year.